ओम हरिः ओम तत्सत् श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ओम ओम सदा शिव समारंभाम् व्यास शंकर मध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्य पर्यन्ताम् वंदे गुरु परंपराम् श्रुति स्मृति पुराणानाम् आलयं करुणालयं नमामि भगवत्पाद शंकरं लोकशंकरं शंकरं शंकराचार्यं केशवं बादरायणं सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वंदे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः ओम सहनाववतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ओम शांति शांति शांतिः विल डू अथर्वेद शांति टू बिगिन उपनिषद क्लास ओम भद्रं कर्णेभिश्रोणो यामदेवाः भद्रं पश्येमाक्षभर्यजत्राः स्थिरैरङ्गैस्तुष्टुवागंसस्तनूभिः व्यशेमदेवहितैर्यदायुः स्वस्ति न इन्द्रो वृद्धश्रवाः स्वस्ति नः पूषा विश्ववेदाः स्वस्ति नस्तार्क्ष्यो अरिष्टनेमिः स्वस्ति नो बृहस्पतिर्दधातु ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः सो वि सॉ लास्ट क्लास दि फस्ट मुंडक दि फस्ट सेक्शन प्रथम मुंडकम दि फस्ट सेक्शन begins in the opening verse, a mantra, where the greatness of Brahma Vidya is discussed. And to say how glorious Brahma Vidya is, how great this knowledge of the reality is, the mantra says that this knowledge has been being given by the teachers, the lineage of teachers, and this lineage begins with Lord Brahma himself. Whenever the scripture says Lord himself is the Lord himself gave this knowledge, is it anywhere, not only in this Upanishad, wherever you come across this expression, Lord himself gave this knowledge. If this expression comes, what it means is this knowledge is timeless. To say the timelessness of the wisdom, Upanishad says this knowledge was given by Lord Brahma himself. Let us see the first mantra. Brahma devanam prathamas sambhava. ब्रह्मा देवानां प्रथमः सम्बभूव विश्वस्य कर्ता भुवनस्य गोप्ता Who is this Brahma? To say देवानां प्रथमः प्रथमः the first The first of whom? The first of all the Devas. Devanam You don't know. Devanam Prathamaha. This Brahma, the creator of the world, creator of the universe, the creator of everything here, is also known by this name Brahma, not Brahma, but Brahma, first of all the Devas, first and the foremost of all Devas. And Prathamaha Sambhabhuva. Sambhabhuva means had come into existence. Sambhabhuva is past perfect tense of Sambhavati. Sambhavati. Lit form of Sambhavati is Lat. Sambhabhuva Lit. Perfect, past perfect tense. But you can take it in simple past tense meaning. So, Devanam Prathamaha Sambhabhuva. So before all other devas, all other phenomena came into existence, first, who came into existence first is Brahma. And this Brahma, who came into existence first, became the creator of everything. So the creator of everything came into existence. Means creator has beginning. Understand, creator has beginning. You be with the text, understand how Upanishad is teaching, begins his teaching. Later on, we are going to see there's no creator, there's no creation, there is only manifestation. Later on, to understand the fact that there is no creation, there is no creator, there is only manifestation. Now, Upanishad introduces the creator. So, Brahma is the creator and he is the first and the foremost of all the devas. So, Brahma came into existence. So, Brahma has beginning, creator has beginning. Why do we say he is a creator? Because Vishvasya Karta, second line of the mantra says Vishvasya Karta. This Brahma who came, who is first and the foremost of all devas, who came into existence, after he came into existence, he became the creator of the universe. Vishvasya Karta. Karta, maker of the universe. Vishvasya. Maker of what? Maker of whom? Maker of what? Creator of the universe. Vishvasya Karta. Not only he became the creator of the universe, this Brahma, he also was Gopta Bhuvanasya. Protector of the universe. Not only was he the creator of the universe, he is also the protector of the universe. Karta, Gopta or Rikaranta Shabdas. Kartri Shabda, Goptri Shabda. Brahma, Vishvasya Karta, Bhavanasya Gopta. He alone is the creator of the universe, protector of the universe. And today we are going to see the whole concept of Ishvara first. And this creator of this Lord Brahma, who came into existence, who has a beginning, who became the creator of the universe, who alone is the protector of the universe. It is this Brahma who taught Brahma Vidya, which means not only the universe came into existence, not only does he protect the universe, he also gave knowledge. also gave knowledge. What knowledge? Brahma Vidyam. He gave the knowledge of the reality, knowledge of the truth of the universe. And what is his knowledge of the truth? What sort of knowledge of the reality did he give? Sarva Vidya Pratishtha. Pratishtham Brahma Vidyam. You must remember Sarva Vidya Pratishtha is adjective of Brahma Vidya. He gave the knowledge of the reality, the source of all forms of knowledge. And whom did he give it to? Atharvaya. He gave, Brahma gave this knowledge to Atharva. Atharvaha is the name of a rishi. And who is said to be Jeshtaputraha, the first son of Brahma. Now when you say Brahma is the creator of the entire universe, means Brahma is the father of the entire universe. So he gave his knowledge to the Jeshtaputraha, Jeshtaputraya, first son, Atharva, Atharva Rishi. Okay. What do we need to understand from here? I explained a lot of things last class. But still, before we enter into the next verse, I want you to understand the Ishvara. See, Ishvaraha means the one who rules. Ishvaraha, Ishaha, it means the same. The one who rules, ruler. Ruler is also said to be the Lord. Otherwise, in religious language, we use the term God. In Vedic tradition, Lord is only a title, a qualification, attributed to the very reality of the universe, which means reality is formless, which we do not know, we have to understand. But reality is unknown now. Reality has yet to be understood by us. And reality is, scriptures say, reality is formless. Reality of the universe, the truth of the universe, is given this title, given this qualification. Ishvara, Ishvaraha. And this reality is also said to be endowed with the power. Reality is endowed with the power. What is power? Endowed with the creative power. Reality is endowed with the creative power. And the power, the creative power of the reality, Shaktihi. So reality is implied by the term Brahma. Reality is implied by the term Brahma. The power of reality is meant by the word Maya. So we say Maya Upahitam Chaitanyam Brahma Ishwaraha. The reality endowed with the power of Maya is looked upon as Ishwaraha. is given the title Ishwaraha. What is the power? We have to understand the very power. If we see the fire, we can say the fire is substance and which is endowed with the power of burning, reducing anything into ashes. The fire has the power of burning and reducing everything into ashes. Burning power. Now sun is endowed with the power of scorching everything. Sun is endowed with the power of illumining everything. The sun has the capacity to illumine. Fire has the capacity to burn. What is this power? Nature is power. The intrinsic, inseparable nature is the power. Why do you call it power and nature? Because it is inseparable, intrinsic. The sun is of the nature of illumining, means sun never become, the illumining power does not go away from sun at all. Illumining power and the sun are ever inseparable. Burning power and fire are ever inseparable. Fire is always endowed, fire always endowed with the power of burning. Always is endowed with the power means, why? Because it is its nature. Swarupam. Swarupameva shaktihi. Its nature is power. Power is the nature. Similarly, we do not see the power, burning power and the fire as two different things. We do not see the sun and the illumining power as two different things. There cannot be something called burning power independently without a thing called fire. There cannot be something called all illumining power without the sun. Therefore, they're inseparable. We do talk about the illumining power. We do talk about the burning power. But they cannot, they're always associated with sun or fire. Therefore, here also the reality is, and reality is abstract, formless reality, which is implied by the term Brahma, which is X, which is said to be understood. And this reality also is endowed with power. The power is creative power, wielding power, or knowing power. Power of knowing is what Shakti is implied by the term Maya. Why do we call it Maya? This power of reality is, but the power of reality is when the fire alone is, nothing is getting burnt by the power, then the power is not known. Power, the fire has the power, but still the power is not known. Similarly, the reality is inseparably with its power. Therefore, reality is powerful reality. You see the reality as the powerful reality, then the status is attributed. Ishvara's status is attributed. When the power is unknown, what is the power of reality? What is the capacity of the reality? It is unknown because it is known as, power is known as Maya. Then this reality is inseparable. Power is given the name Antaryamishwaraha. So reality with its power, known by the term Maya, together is given the status Ishwaraha or Antaryamishwaraha. From this reality alone, you say what? Everything comes into manifestation. And this creative power or power of knowing, it becomes manifest in the realm of subtle universe. Subtle universe, the entire subtle universe, all subtle minds, the totality of minds, totality of sense powers, totality of powers of organs of actions, totality of physiological functions, all, so subtle bodies in their totality. The total subtle manifestation. Subtle manifestation, its entirety. The total subtle universe is actually the manifestation of power of reality, which is knowledge. The subtle manifestation is knowledge. Why do you call it knowledge? Because the real power of reality unmanifest is Maya, known by the term Maya. The power of reality manifest is knowledge. What is Maya? We can say ignorance. But we use another word, ignorance, total ignorance. Power of reality unmanifest is total ignorance. Otherwise called avidya or maya. The power of reality manifest is knowledge. What is knowledge? What is ignorance? Power of reality manifest is called knowledge. Power of reality unmanifest is ignorance. So ignorance and knowledge are two different names given to the power of reality. When is the power known as knowledge? When is the power known as ignorance? The power is unmanifest, it is called ignorance. The power is manifest, it is called knowledge. So knowledge also is power. Ignorance also is power. Whose power? Power of reality. Therefore, knowledge is power. Ignorance is power. Same. Power alone is known by both terms, knowledge and ignorance. But it is total ignorance. It is known, total ignorance is known by another term, Maya or Avidya. The power of all reality manifest is knowledge. What does the word manifest mean? The power is recognizable, it is said to be manifest. The power is non-recognizable, it is unmanifest. The power is interactable, recognizable, it is manifest. Which is non-recognizable, non-interactable, it is unmanifest. Therefore, It means reality is distinct. Why? Power, ignorance also is power. Knowledge is also power. Knowledge and ignorance are two different names attributed to one and the same power of the reality. But why two different names then for the only power? If it is unmanifest, then name is ignorance. If it is manifest, your term is knowledge. Now, the subtle manifest universe, all the minds, all the subtle sense powers, all the powers of organs of actions, all the physiological functions, all of them are actually manifestation of knowledge, manifestation of power. Therefore, manifest power is knowledge. Therefore, subtle universe is knowledge. Like what? Opaque thing, any opaque, shining opaque thing is illumination of light. Shining opaque thing is illumination of light. Non-shining opaque thing is with what? Is covered in darkness. So, the shining opaque thing, interactable, recognizable, perceptible opaque thing is illumination of light. Similarly, the recognizable subtle minds, the world, manifest universe, subtle universe is manifestation of knowledge, which is manifest power of reality. Then, next question comes, whether the power is manifest or unmanifest, it is always inseparable from the reality. The manifest power also is inseparable. Unmanifest power also is inseparable. Power never has independent existence of its own. The power of reality doesn't have independent existence of its own. That is why power is never countable as a parallel reality. Power cannot be counted as a second thing. Reality alone is. Power of reality being inseparable, it doesn't have independent existence at all. Therefore, it is never counted as a second thing, second factor, and a parallel reality. Whether power is manifest or unmanifest, power is equally beginningless like the reality. If the sun is beginningless, the sun and its light are always together. So reality and its power are always together, inseparable. Therefore, power of reality also is beginningless. Reality is beginningless. Therefore, power of reality also must be beginningless. Reality is always powerful. But there is a time power is manifest. There is a time power is unmanifest. The power is manifest, it is called knowledge. Power is unmanifest, it is called ignorance. So power is inseparable, always power is inseparable from its source. Power, manifest or unmanifest, whether it is manifest or unmanifest, it is ever inseparable from its source. Ever inseparable from its source. Whether the water remains in the form of stillness, whether water is in the form of a wave, whether there is a stillness of water or wave of water, is this inseparable from the water? Similarly here, the Power is ever inseparable from its source, manifest or unmanifest. Now, when the power is unmanifest, then the reality of the unmanifest power is given title Ishvara, but then different name is given. What is the name? Antaryami Ishvaraha. And the same, when the power is manifest in our subtle universe, the power of reality is manifest. So the entire subtle universe is manifestation of power of reality, which is knowledge. The entire subtle universe is manifestation of power of reality, which is knowledge. And when you see this reality with the manifest power, reality with its manifest power in the form of subtle universe is given a different name. Ishvara. Ishvara is given a different title. What is name? Brahma. So Brahma. Now, who is Antaryamishwaraha? Antaryamishwaraha is the reality with its unmanifest power is called Ishvara. Antaryamishwara. The Lord is called Antaryamishwara. The power is unmanifest. When the power is manifest in the form of subtle universe, the Lord is given a different title. Lord itself is a title. Lord is given another name. What is the name? One more. Lord is given another name. Brahma. Otherwise called Hiranyagarbha. And here that Munduka Upanishad, instead of using the term Hiranyagarbha, the word directly uses the word Brahma. In other Upanishads, you'll come across this word Hiranyagarbha many times. And here the word Brahma is used. So Brahma is the name, otherwise called Hiranyagarbha. Now, the same power of reality is manifest as when the same power of reality is totally manifest. What is it? Again, manifest as the gross universe. The entire gross universe is available for experience in the waking state. The gross universe. The entire gross universe also is what? Manifestation of power of reality. And manifestation of power of reality is what? Knowledge. The entire gross universe is knowledge. Subtle universe is knowledge. Why? It is manifest power of reality. Unmanifest power of reality is ignorance, otherwise called Maya. Subtle universe is manifestation of power of reality, which is knowledge. Gross universe also is manifestation of power of reality. So the reality, the power of reality with its power manifest in the form of gross universe is given another new name, Virat. You have to understand here itself all three names. Virat, look at this. Who is the Lord? There is no Lord God other than formless abstract reality. The reality endowed with the power is given Ishvara title, the status of being the Lord. And the Lord is given three different functional names. Therefore, what are three functional names? Ishvaraha, you can say Antaryami, Hiranyagarbha, Virat. Antaryami, Hiranyagarbha, Virat. Better learn these names. Antaryami, Hiranyagarbha Virat. Who is Antaryami? Reality endowed with the power, unmanifest power is Antaryami. Who is Ishvara only? Ishvara. Who is Hiranyagarbha? Reality endowed with the power, manifest in the subtle universe is Hiranyagarbha. Reality with this power manifest as gross universe is called Virat. So Virat is also Ishvara. Hiranyagarbha is also Ishvara. Antaryami is also Ishvara. Are there three Ishvaras? Are there three lords? No. In fact, understand, three lords, only Lord. Only Lord is only reality. Why three names? Because the power of reality is in the depending upon, based on keeping with the condition of the power of reality. Three different names are attributed to the only reality as Ishvara. The power is stored unmanifest. Reality is Antaryami, Ishvara. The reality power is manifest from subtle universe. Then Hiranyagarbha. The power of reality manifest from gross universe is Virat. Now what is gross universe? The shine, when the gross universe, shining gross universe. You say, shining, opaque thing is illumination of light. Similarly, shining gross universe is manifestation of knowledge. Shining subtle universe is manifestation of knowledge. Non-shining universe is unmanifest power of reality. Okay, unmanifest universe is unmanifest power of reality. Shining, non-shining universe, unillumined universe is what? Unmanifest power of reality. The shining subtle universe is manifest power of reality. The shining gross universe is manifest power of reality. Therefore, subtle universe is knowledge. Gross universe is knowledge. When there's no universe means what? There's no universe means power of reality is unmanifest. Universe is unmanifest. Universe is unmanifest means power of reality is unmanifest. Universe shines means power of reality is manifest. Manifest power of reality is knowledge. Therefore, gross universe is knowledge. Subtle universe is knowledge. The unmanifest universe is what? Ignorance. What is ignorance? Unmanifest power of reality. Therefore, this gross, the whole gross universe, which shining gross universe is manifestation of the power of reality. It is knowledge. Then the reality with this manifest power in the form of gross universe is Virat. Reality with its manifest power in your subtle universe is Hiranyagarbha. Reality with unmanifest power is called Antaryami. Therefore, Antaryami, Hiranyagarbha, Virat are three different functional names of the only Lord. The Lord itself is a qualification attributed to the reality. There's no Lord other than reality. There's no Virat other than reality. There is no Hiranyagarbha other than reality. There is no Antaryami other than reality. Is it clear? Now, this is what we have to understand. Now, this Hiranyagarbha, the other way is called Brahma. So, before the gross universe becomes manifest, what should become manifest? Subtle universe must become manifest, isn't it? Therefore, subtle universe is what? Ishvara Brahma. So, who is the creator of from the... See, only after the manifestation of subtle universe, gross universe becomes manifest. Therefore, the Ishvara as Brahma is said to be the creator of gross universe. Is it clear? There's no creator really speaking. First, subtle universe has to come. Only then gross universe can come into existence. Therefore, the Ishvara as Hiranyagarbha is said to be the creator of the gross universe. Because he has to come first. And even before Hiranyagarbha came into existence, what must have been there? Before the subtle universe comes into existence, for the subtle universe to become manifest, there must be, for the power of reality to become manifest a subtle universe, there must be source of power, isn't it? Therefore, Antaryamishwaraha is said to be Karana Prapanchaha. Next step, I'm going to take you to next level. You can say, reality with its unmanifest power is equal to Antaryami. What is that? Karana Prapanchaha. Reality with this unmanifest power is equal to Karana Prapanchaha, causal universe. Reality with its unmanifest power is equal to causal universe. Otherwise called Antaryamishwaraha. Now reality with its subtle, the manifest power, you say Karya Prapanchaha. Sukshma Prapanchaha. Subtle universe is what? Karya Prapanchaha. Effect. Antaryami is Karanam. Brahma is what? Hiranyagarbha is Karya Prapanchaha. Effect. Then gross universe is again Karya Prapancha. So Karya Prapancha, the effect in twofold form, subtle and gross form. Unmanifest is causal form, manifest in subtle form, manifest in gross form. So Karana Prapancha, Virat Karana Karya Prapancha. Hiranyagarbha Karya Prapanchaha and Antaryami Karana Prapanchaha. Prapanchaha means universe. Karana means cause. Karyam means effect. Is it clear? Everything must become very clear. Karana Prapanchaha, Karya Prapanchaha. So what is the cause of the gross universe? What comes before? Hiranyagarbha. Therefore, Hiranyagarbha is said to be the creator of the gross universe. Without subtle manifestation, there cannot be gross manifestation. Therefore, Hiranyagarbha is said to be the creator of the gross universe, protector of the gross universe. And this Hiranyagarbha alone is said to be the first and the foremost of the, that's why Prathamaha. Prathamaha Sambhava. Why Prathamaha? What comes first? Virat or Hiranyagarbha? Hiranyagarbha comes first. Then innumerable countless forms which constitute the Virat comes later on. And Hiranyagarbha is the protector of the universe also, gross universe. As long as Hiranyagarbha is, so long will there be gross universe. When the Hiranyagarbha resolves, gross universe also will disappear. Subtle resolves, gross universe will disappear. Subtle is manifest, gross is avail. Also is there. So existence of gross universe is dependent on existence of subtle. And the subtle universe is dependent on existence of the causal universe. And what is causal universe? Reality which is unmanifest power, the source. So the source of the power, the powerful reality. That's what Brahma is said to be the first. And here Brahma is another name for Hiranyagarbha. And later on we will see this power of reality unmanifest is said to be Parvati. In Puranas personified, inseparable power of reality, unmanifest power of reality is personified as Parvati. The source of reality is personified as Lord Shiva. Does this, the subtle, the manifest power, subtle manifest power, the manifest power from subtle universe is imperceptible. Therefore, the power is personified as Saraswati, and the source of power is personified as Brahma, four-headed Brahma. And again, the total, the power of reality, manifestation of gross universe is personified as Lakshmi. The source of the power is said to be Vishnu. So the source of the power, whether Vishnu or Brahma or Shiva, is one and the same reality. So only reality is personified as Shiva, Vishnu and Brahma. Source of the power. When is the source of the power personified as Shiva? When the power is unmanifest, the source of the power is personified as Shiva. The source of the power is manifest only in a subtle universe. The power is manifest as subtle universe. The source of the power is personified as four-headed Brahma. When the power of reality is manifest as the gross universe, the source of the power is personified as Vishnu. Is it clear? Then the power also, unmanifest power, is personified as Parvati. The power manifest subtle universe is personified as Saraswati. The power manifest as the gross universe is personified as Lakshmi. And also, and they presented as husband and wife. That is the problem, okay? Not a problem. That is why the relationship comes. That is why it was said, this Hari and Hara are one and the same. And people, without knowing they're one and the same, they're fighting, quarreling. Some people will say Hari is superior, and will Hara is superior. I mean, they're ignorant people. Anyway, let us not go into all those details. Now you know what it is. See, the whole universe, what is gross universe? The universe which is away, experienced in the waking state, is gross universe. Which presupposes what? There must be manifestation of subtle universe. And the subtle universe is possible only when there is a source of manifestation is there. This causal universe. So causal universe is Ishvara. Subtle universe is Ishvara. Gross universe also is Ishvara. So anyway, the universe always is Ishvara. That is why universe and the Ishvara, the Lord and the universe, are non-separate, inseparable. Lord and the universe are non-separate. And here, the source of the manifestation is looked upon as the karyam, karanam, and the manifestation looked upon as the karyam. Therefore, the whole universe is Ishvara. Not two different things. What is Ishvara here now? The entire gross universe is Ishvara. Atal universe is Ishvara. The unmanifest universe also is the Lord for us. Not two different things. Therefore, the Ishvara is given, said to be the creator, the cause of the universe is given the status of being the creator. There's no creator. The cause of the universe is given the status of being the creator of the universe. So the creator of the gross universe is Hiranyagarbha, subtle universe. Subtle universe creator, the source of subtle universe is Antaryamishwara. Is it clear now? Is there a creator now? Is there a creator? Yes, the creator is the Lord. Is there a creator? There's no real creator. Why? There's no real creation. What is this? Only manifestation. The manifestation is looked upon as creation. The source of manifestation is looked upon as the creator. So creator and creation are non-separate. There's no creation because there's no creator. The source of manifestation is looked upon as the creator. Therefore, the manifestation is looked upon as the creation. Other than that, there is neither creation nor creator. So everything is beginningless. Therefore, this knowledge of anything and everything also is what? Beginningless. No knowledge is created. Why? What is knowledge? Power of reality manifest is knowledge. Therefore, no knowledge is created. Why? Power of reality is not created. Power of reality is not created by the reality. Fire does not create its burning power. Sun does not create its illumining power. Because it is inseparable power. It is not created by the power, sun. And similarly, the power also, the reality does not create the power. Reality is endowed with the power. And that unmanifest power is ignorance. Manifest power is knowledge. Which means the power is uncreated. Therefore, no knowledge is created. Is it clear? No knowledge is created. See, I am taking you step by step. Very carefully I'm taking you step by step. Lot of preparation. I don't know. But understand everything clearly. No knowledge is created. Why? power of reality manifest is knowledge. Power is not created. Therefore, knowledge is not created. It means all knowledge is already there. So knowledge of anything in the world is what? Any knowledge is already divine. Already there. And what about knowledge of the reality? Knowledge of anything in the world is beginningless. What about knowledge of the reality? Knowledge of the reality is also beginningless. The knowledge of the reality is absolute knowledge, which is also not created. It's already there. No knowledge is created. So the power of reality manifest is knowledge, means the source of the power is the source of knowledge. Is it clear? Source of the power is source of knowledge. Therefore, where does the knowledge come from? Knowledge, where does knowledge come from? From its source only, isn't it? The source of the power is the source of knowledge. Because knowledge is nothing but manifest power. The source of knowledge is source of the power. Therefore, the source of the power, which is the source of the knowledge, is said to be the bestower of knowledge. The source of the power is the source of the knowledge. Therefore, the source of knowledge is said to be the bestower of knowledge. Is given the status of being the bestower of knowledge. Bestower is not that somebody is giving, somebody is taking. If I tell you, sun is the bestower of light, what does it mean? Sun is the bestower of heat. Does sun really give the heat? Do we go and receive the heat from the sun? No. Source of heat, source of light is the bestower of the heat, bestower of the light. Similarly, reality, which is the source of the power, which is the source of knowledge, is looked upon as the bestower of knowledge. As the bestower of knowledge, who is the first and the foremost of the teachers? Bhagavan himself. We look at the reality as the bestower of knowledge, and again you say, Lord is the first and the foremost, the beginning of lineage of teach, beginning link of the lineage of teachers. We'll understand parampara very well next class, don't worry. Is it clear now why we say bestower of knowledge? That's why reality, as the source of the power, is the source of knowledge, is looked upon as the bestower of knowledge, first and the foremost of the beginning link of the lineage of teachers. Bhagavan is said to be the beginning link of the lineage of teachers, and then that Ishvara, as a source of knowledge, as a source of power, as the bestower of knowledge, is personified as Dakshinamurtihi. To understand Dakshinamurti, you need so much of explanation. And people go and put only some channa mala to Dakshinamurti, make him feel silly. Our understanding only that much. If you want jnanam, they'll say, make mala out of this channa. So people do the shraddha, great shraddha, by channa, soak in water and make a mala and go and put it. Every Thursday go, in every Shiva temple, anywhere, you can see Dakshinamurti is loaded with malas. And yellow is brightness, knowledge. That's why he likes yellow curry, yellow flower, yellow, everything yellow. Of course, we have reasons why we use yellow, why we use channa. It's all meaningful. I'm not saying no. It's not useless action. But still, we have to understand the meaning. Who is Dakshinamurti? Adi Guruhu. Look at this. Ishvara. The same Ishvara. The source of the power. The source of knowledge. Personified is the Adi Guruhu Dakshinamurtihi. Again, if you are a Vaishnavite, you can look at this as Hayagrivaha. So Hayagriva and Dakshinamurti are none other than the very source, the Lord. Lord, who is Lord? The source of the power. Source of knowledge is the source of the power. And the source of knowledge is the bestower of knowledge. Bestower of knowledge is the teacher, the guru. And the source of power is the source of knowledge means the source of knowledge cannot be inert matter. Source of knowledge must be knowledge. Source of knowledge must be knowledge. Therefore, knowledge is the swarupam of Ishvara. So reality must be pure knowledge. Because reality is the source of the power of knowing. Reality is the source of power of knowing. Therefore, it must be of the nature of knowing. Therefore, it is reality is implied by reality is has to be understood in terms of its nature of knowing as pure knowledge. And here, who is we say the creator of the universe, gross universe, protector of the gross universe, is the bestower of knowledge, Brahma. Let me next mantra also. I'll continue again next class. The same thing. I will not go ahead. Next class also I had so much to say. Same thing. I will not leave you until you become very clear. I'm not interested in going ahead. I have said a lot of things. I'll repeat the same thing with little more information so it become much clearer. Atharvane yam pravadeta brahma. Atharvane yam pravadeta brahma. Atharva tam purovacha angire brahma vidyam. After finishing two verses, I'll tell you again. Atharvane yam pravadeta brahma. Atharva tam purovacha angire brahma vidyam. स भारद्वाजाय सत्यवहाय प्राह स भारद्वाजाय सत्यवहाय प्राह भारद्वाजः भारद्वाजोऽङ्गिरसे परावराम् भारद्वाजोऽङ्गिरसे परावराम् This second mantra only tells you again, this Brahma Vidya, this knowledge of reality has been coming down until this day through the lineage of, unbroken lineage of many, 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 many teachers. What is the fact? The knowledge of reality which we are receiving today, this day, is actually the same knowledge which has been flowing through the unbroken lineage of teachers, which means no teacher of Brahma Vidya can claim this teaching as one's own invention or one's own discovery. This is a beginningless wisdom has been flowing through the lineage of teachers until this date. It will be ever like this. This is a fact revealed. To state that fact, Upanishad says, so Brahma, okay, just to say that this teaching is a beginningless wisdom, timeless wisdom. To say that Lord Brahma himself taught this to his first son Atharva. Now what did Atharva do? It is said next mantra. Atharvane yam pravadeta Brahma. So the Brahma Vidya which Brahma taught, pravadeta. Brahma taught to Atharva. Atharvane to Atharva. Yam. The Brahma Vidya which Brahma taught, Brahma Pravadeta. So the same Brahma Vidya, not something else. No, that Brahma Vidya was different. This Brahma Vidya is different. No. The same Brahma Vidya. Now, see, people must be exposed to his teaching. Only then you can understand all these so-called, these non-traditional people, the so-called so many, the spiritual leaders, teaching few things here and there, and then they claim something big, as big lords. You can understand here. Yam pravadeta, the same Brahma Vidya, same knowledge, which Brahma taught Atharva. To Atharva, Atharvane yam Brahma Vidyam Brahma Pravadeta. Yam is relative pronoun indicating Brahma Vidya. The Brahma Vidya which Brahma gave to Atharva, the same knowledge Atharva Tam Brahma Vidyam, the same Brahma Vidya which Atharva got from Brahma, gave it to Pura Uvacha. Pura before, Uvacha said to Angire. Angir is the name of another Rishi. So Brahma gave this to Atharva. Atharva gave this to Atharvan, Nakaranta Shabda. That is why Atharvane is a fourth case. Brahma gave it to Atharva. Atharva means what? Atharvane. Atharvan Shabda. Brahma gave it to Atharva. And Atharva gave it to Angir. So, Tam Brahma Vidyam Atharva Pura Angire Uvacha. Pura plus Uvacha. Puro Vacha. Pura plus uvacha புரோவாச்ச. யாம் பிரம்ம வித்யாம் பிரம்மா அதர்வணே பிரவதேத, தாம் பிரம்ம வித்யாம் அதர்வா புரா அங்கிரே உவாச்ச. யாம் தாம் ப்ரோனோம், இஸ் இட் கிளியர்? அட்லீஸ்ட் யாம் பிரம்ம வித்யாம் பிரம்மா அதர்வணே பிரவதேத, தாம் பிரம்ம வித்யாம் அதர்வா புரா அங்கிரே உவாச்ச. So Brahma gave it to Atharva, the same Brahma Vidya, Atharva gave it to Angir. Then Saha, Angir, what did he do? Bharadvajaya Satyavahaya Praha. And Angir gave, Rishi Angir gave it to Satyavahaha. Angir gave it, gave this knowledge to Satyavahaha. Who is Satyavaha? We don't know who he is. Upanishad says, Bharadvajaha. Son of Bharadvaja. Bharadvajasya putraha Bharadvajaha. So Atharva gave it to Angir. Angir gave it to Satyavaha. And Satyavaha is the son of Bharadvajaha. Or any one Bharadvaja, another person. So Angir did not give it to Bharadvaja, but one of the family members of Bharadvaja is called Satyavahaha. Angir gave it to Satyavahaha. Then Satyavahaha, this Bharadvajaha means Satyavaha belonging to Bharadvaja's family, gave it to Angiras. Angirase, Angiras, fourth case what? Angirase, Angiras Sakaranta Shabda for Angirase. And Brahma Vidya is also known as Paravara Vidya. Brahma Vidya is also known as Paravara Vidya. Paravaram means Brahma Vidyam, objective case. Paravara Vidya. If we happen to hear this word Paravara Vidya, oh my God, we never heard this, don't say that. Paravara Vidya is another expression for Brahma Vidya. Is it clear? Paravara Vidya, Brahma Vidya is mean the same. Okay. Now remember names now. See the lead, at least how many the names are given here. Brahma, Atharva, or Atharvan. In nominative Atharva. Atharva gave it to Angir. Angir gave it to Bharadvajaha, who is otherwise called Satyavahaha. And this Bharadvaja gave it to Angiras. Angir, Bharadvajaha, Bharadvaja gave it to Angiras. Angiras gave it to whom? That is not said. Okay? Angiras gave it to whom and who gave afterwards, don't ask all that. Only few names are mentioned. Same thing Bhagavan Krishna does this. What is it? Where? In Bhagavad Gita you will come across this. I taught this to Vivaswan. Vivaswan taught this to Ikshvaku. That actually is a the Kshatriya Sampradaya. And here it is Brahmana Sampradaya. Same Sampradaya. Brahmana Parampara, Kshatriya Parampara. In Bhagavad Gita, we hear about Kshatriya Parampara. So the teaching was given to all the people. is the lineage of teachers. No, the teachers were then all in communities, all varnas. So nobody was deprived of this knowledge. Kshatriya parampara, Brahmana parampara. Here we in Upanishad come across Brahmana parampara. Krishna was talking about Kshatriya parampara in Bhagavad Gita, which means doesn't matter if it's a Kshatriya parampara or Brahmana parampara. There has been a parampara. It means there's an unbroken lineage of teachers. But you know, for all the paramparas, who is the foremost, first and the foremost of the teacher? Bhagavan, the Lord. So what his Brahma gave it to his son Atharva. Atharva taught this to Angir. Angir taught this to Satyavahaha, otherwise called Bharadvajaha. And this Bharadvajaha Satyavahaha taught this to Angiras. Now, what is the idea? What does it mean? No teacher can say, this is my invention, my discovery, I am the author of this. No. The timeless wisdom, beginningless wisdom. And I'm going to stop here. Before I stop, let me tell you, why this Brahma Vidya is called Paravara Vidya? Because Paraha means, Paraha stands for teacher. Avaraha stands for disciple. Paraha, Avaraha. Paraha, Avaraha. Paraha means the teacher. Avaraha means disciple. So from the teacher, the knowledge was given to the disciple, and the disciple becomes, Avaraha becomes Paraha, Guruhu. Again from him, he is giving to other. So through the lineage of Guru Sishya Parampara, to the lineage of teacher disciple, through the teacher disciple lineage, this knowledge has been being perpetuated, preserved. It's been flowing down from timelessly from Bhagavan himself. Therefore, this is called Paravara Vidya, the knowledge which has been imparted through the teacher-disciple lineage, perpetuated and preserved through the teacher-disciple lineage. It's called Paravara Vidya. Parat Avaraya. Again, Avara becomes Paraha. This knowledge has been perpetuated, handed over through the lineage of teacher-disciple, through teacher-disciple lineage. It's called Paravara Vidya. We'll learn more about it. Is it clear? Okay. So whatever you have heard today, I will repeat again next class. I will repeat. Okay? Don't bunk next class.
Swamiji, one question.
Yeah.
In the first verse, it said...
Yeah.
In the first verse, we said Atharvaya. Mm. And then the second verse, we said Atharvane.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. I can understand why you're asking. Correct. Actually, in second, see, Atharvan. Nakaranta Shabda. So, Atharvane. Atharvaha. Take it as Akaranta Shabda, Atharvaya. Isn't it? So, it's allowed to be in both endings. Anyway, I was expecting the answer question from you. I'm very happy you asked me today. I was to check whether you're going to ask or not. I repeated Nakaranta, 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 I said. I'm glad you asked me. That's why I said so many times, so that you will think of Atharvaya. It's good you noticed. Next class, I'll tell you why Atharvaya, why Atharvane. Akaranta means Atharvaya, Nakaranta Atharvane. Anyway, only one disciple Atharva. Is it clear? Yeah. And so, the only few names are mentioned. Brahma to Atharva to Angir to Satyavaha Bharadvajaha to Angiras. After Angiras, some of the disciples, not mentioned. Upanishad only says, just to say, this wisdom, no knowledge has beginning, and Brahma Vidya also has no beginning. No beginning means the first and the foremost of the lineage of teachers is Bhagavan himself. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.